So
we have a little follow-up here. And Sally, you had something to say about the follow-up about what we just listened?
I was just contemplating about the glory of the Lord and how significant it is, because our brother Mark had prayed, I guess, on Friday, and I was really thinking about that, of just God's glory, looking at people's homes, and no matter what we have, but it is for His glory. We're not to be living in squander. And so just our very homes, our very presence.
Squandering
the things that we've got.
Yeah. We know what you mean.
It was a double meaning. And so, no, I can't remember what I was saying.
Well, that our homes are a testimony to God, who God is in terms of His glory.
Mm-hmm. It's like Solomon and that, Queen of Sheba? No, I don't.
Yeah, when he came to see the glory of Solomon, her breath went out of her, and he said, "What I see far exceeds what I heard."
Yep.
Yeah.
But just even the beauty and everything, just because you think about Solomon's temple, because that's why I was going. Thank you for that reminder, because that represented God's glory, and so as those of me in particular. And I know people have struggled with that, of just thinking how, I don't deserve to live in a place that's nice. I don't deserve to have nice things. I don't deserve this. Well, no, you're right. We don't. We don't deserve it at all. But what it represents is really God's glory. And then I think the main thing, the Lord, is when I read this the other day, that the Lord has... Right when I came back to Him at 25, one of the many things He was dealing with, it was just I was a glory grabber and wanting the glory for myself. Well, what is that? That's the satanic throne. That's the very thing that Satan wanted to do. Was the thing is, I want God's glory for myself. So there must be drastic things, and that's what I see even in the people that we deal with SRA currently, is God must do that mighty work. It's not the counseling so much. Yeah, the counseling is kind of an effect of what God has already worked in that person, but it's like, no, I don't want any glory for myself. I want to do it by God's strength and by His Spirit and by His might. So that He is glorified, is not me. And that's His work. That's the cross.
You know, the dragon is... He's a fiery red dragon. And when you think about this dragon that is God's enemy and our enemy, wants to devour that final testimony of the man-child, this fiery red dragon is really an effective servant of the Lord. Did you know that this dragon knows everything about you and me that's not on the ground of Christ? He's got a real keen discerner. Because if you go back to, is it Luke? I think it's Luke. Was it Luke 12? Where, or 21, I forget where it is, where Jesus said, Satan has sought to sift you all like wheat. But in the context, before that happened, they were all arguing who would be the greatest. And so Satan's watching. Ah! Now Peter, he's the greatest because I would never deny the Lord. I would be devoted to you unto death. So Satan is out to sift all of you like wheat. But then he focuses on Peter. But when you, Peter, when you have repented, you've returned, you shall strengthen your brethren. So what's the sifting? This fiery red dragon, who is filled with arrogance, he goes after that which is already his. That pride that was in Peter, that self-exaltation, that self-confidence, was on the other side of the cross. Jesus, who humbled himself as man, of Philippians 2, 5 through 9, there was no pride in him. There was no pride in him when he stepped off the throne as God. He humbled himself and became man. So, well, the point I'm making is that this fiery dragon, if you ever feel the heat of God, Remember, he has a servant that he uses to interface, to bring fire upon us that will consume anything in us that's not on the gold standard. Buy from me gold refined in fire, Revelation 3:18. So we want that divine nature. We want that divine nature to be formed in us. Then there will always be fire. Thank God, incrementally, it's not all at once. We couldn't endure it. But as we go on with the Lord, if there's anything in us that's not on the ground of Christ, the Lord's got this enemy on a leash. You let him out a little bit and just let him poke this, and boy, it hurts. And when that goes into the ground and dies, when that outer man dies, is consumed through the fire of the cross, what comes out on the other side? Gold. Becoming a partaker of the divine nature. So, yeah, the enemy, Satan is our enemy. He is the accuser. But when he accuses his brethren day and night before the throne, what's he accusing of? Do you think he brings up a list that doesn't have any history in it? It's going to be a truth about who we are in Adam. It's going to be the truth about our failures. It's going to be the truth of who we are apart from Christ and who we are in Christ. He's not going to be lying. He's not going to be lying. He knows our history, and he knows how to bring that up. So, to be able to understand the fire and the gold. Remember the golden candlesticks? They're all gold. And that golden candlestick, according to the instructions in the Old Testament, if it's one piece of gold, one talent, and all hammered by an artisan, thank you. It was all hammered into a golden candlestick, one piece of gold. So every local assembly, from God's standpoint, starts out with a portion of that divine nature, and through being hammered, becomes a unified testimony. But it says that the candlestick was hammered gold. That's actually what it says. I think it's in, was it, Exodus 25. So anyway, that should encourage us that the Lord has it in hand, and he knows the perfect heat. He knows how to use Satan as the fire to consume that in you and me that's not on the gold standard.
Well, and just the very definition of glory is God's satisfaction.
Yeah.
So he is not going to stop, just like that smelter of silver and gold, who is got his instrument of stirring that pot. And he doesn't stop until he sees his face in and reflection in that pot. And the Lord is the same with us. And because if it is truly the glory of God, God gets all the credit, because it is a miracle for any one of us to be made into an instrument of testimony. It's a miracle
to bear that image.
Yeah.
Well, you can read Malachi 3. He's a purifier, silver and gold, and he is going to purify who first? Sons of Levi. Those that are in spiritual responsibility. You wash them, purify them. It's right there in Malachi 3. So, the Lord is after holiness. And if you all really serious about being, quote-unquote, baptized in the Holy Spirit, get ready for fire. Because holy means fire. And that holy means anything that's not unholy is going to go to the fire. So you won't be ecstatic.
I mean, anything that is unholy.
Yeah, excuse me, anything is in unholy. That fire will expose it, because he's the Holy Spirit. Yeah, thank you for that. So, amen. So we thank you, Lord, for this time.